2 Chronicles chapter 30. And Hezekiah sent to all Israel and Judah, and wrote letters also to Ephraim and Manasseh, that they should come to the house of Jehovah at Jerusalem to hold the Passover to Jehovah the God of Israel. And the king took counsel, and his princes, and the whole congregation in Jerusalem to hold the Passover in the second month, for they could not keep it at that time because the priests had not hallowed themselves in sufficient number, neither had the people been gathered together to Jerusalem. And the thing pleased the king and the whole congregation. So they established a decree to make proclamation throughout Israel, from Beersheba even to Dan, that they should come to hold the Passover to Jehovah the God of Israel at Jerusalem, because they had not held it for a long time as it was written. And the couriers went with the letters from the king and his princes throughout Israel and Judah, and according to the commandment of the king, saying, Ye children of Israel, return to Jehovah the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and he will return to the remnant of you that are escaped out of the hand of the kings of Assyria. And be not like your fathers and like your brethren, who transgressed against Jehovah the God of their fathers, so that he gave them up to desolation, as ye see. Now, harden not your necks as your fathers. Yield yourselves to Jehovah, and come to his sanctuary which he has sanctified forever, and serve Jehovah your God, that the fierceness of his anger may turn away from you. For if ye return to Jehovah, your brethren and your children shall find compassion with those that have carried them captive, so that they shall come again unto this land. For Jehovah your God is gracious and merciful, and will not turn away his face from you if ye return to him. And the couriers passed from city to city through the country of Ephraim and Manasseh, even to Zebulun, but they laughed them to scorn and mocked them. Nevertheless, certain of Asher and Manasseh and of Zebulun humbled themselves and came to Jerusalem. The hand of God was also upon Judah to give them one heart to do the commandment of the king and of the princes by the word of Jehovah. And there assembled at Jerusalem much people to hold the feast of unleavened bread in the second month, a very great congregation. And they rose up and took away the altars that were in Jerusalem, and they took away all the incense altars and cast them into the torrent Kidron. And they slaughtered the Passover on the 14th of the second month. And the priests and the Levites were ashamed, and hallowed themselves, and they brought the burnt offerings into the house of Jehovah. And they stood in their place after their custom, according to the law of Moses the man of God. The priests sprinkled the blood, receiving it from the hand of the Levites. For there were many in the congregation that were not hallowed. Therefore the Levites had the charge of the slaughtering of the Passover lambs for everyone not clean, to hallow them unto Jehovah. For a multitude of the people, many of Ephraim and Manasseh, Issachar and Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves, and they ate the Passover otherwise than it was written. But Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, Jehovah, who is good, forgive every one that has directed his heart to seek God, Jehovah the God of his fathers, although not according to the purification of the sanctuary. And Jehovah hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. And the children of Israel that were present at Jerusalem held the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with great gladness. And the Levites and the priests praised Jehovah day by day with the instruments of praise to Jehovah. And Hezekiah spoke consolingly to all the Levites that had understanding in the good knowledge of Jehovah, and they ate the feast offerings the 7 days, sacrificing peace offerings and extolling Jehovah the God of their fathers. And the whole congregation took counsel to observe other 7 days, and they observed the 7 days with gladness. For Hezekiah king of Judah gave to the congregation as heave offering 1,000 bullocks and 7,000 sheep, and the princes gave to the congregation 1,000 bullocks and 10,000 sheep, and a great number of priests hallowed themselves. And the whole congregation of Judah, with the priests and the Levites, and all the congregation that came out of Israel, and the strangers that came out of the land of Israel and that dwelt in Judah, rejoiced. And there was great joy in Jerusalem, for since the time of Solomon the son of David, king of Israel, there had not been the like in Jerusalem. And the priests, the Levites, arose and blessed the people, and their voice was heard, and their prayer came up to his holy habitation, to the heavens.